This is the USA Rugby Happy Hour live show here on Twitter Spaces. We are here for the next hour or so. Well, actually, tonight, just for half an hour, which is great to talk Major League Rugby, USA Rugby, and more. When you get a second, please share this with your friends, you know, teammates. Anyone just likes talking about rugby. Anyone has a great interest in the game also. This is a great way to talk about the game live and with special guests like we have tonight. To get updates on future shows and news about USA Rugby, please follow Eagles Overseas and Rugby Morning here on Twitter and most other social media channels. All right, let's get on with it. I am Bill Baker of Eagles Overseas, also the host of the Eagle-Eyed Rugby Podcast, interviewing USA Eagles and more around the globe. And here to introduce himself is my co-host, John Fitzpatrick.
Thanks, Bill. Good evening, everyone. So our tagline at Rugby Morning is Rugby Fan Made Easy. And what we do is we curate top news from around the world, and we put a little American point of view on it and serve it up in an email every morning, Monday morning through Saturday morning. You can find us online and on social at Rugby Morning. Bill, back to you, buddy.
Yeah, so before we get on to our guest, we're going to spend about less than 2 minutes to talk about USA Rugby News. It's Rugby Morning News and Eagles Overseas News. So, John, take it back. Go for it.
Yeah, sure. Let's start in Major League Rugby. So, earlier this afternoon, the Toronto Arrows, they've had a couple of injuries there at the scrum half position. They called up two scrum halves. So, Riley DiNardo, who makes his return to the team after playing with Toronto back in 2019-2020, and then Gordon McRory, he's a Canadian international. The Arrows, they have four scrum halves on injured reserve, which is crazy, and they lost one in that game against Rugby Atlanta on Saturday. They host Old Glory DC on a Saturday afternoon. And speaking of Old Glory DC, I don't know if people saw it, but on Instagram and social, they debuted a cherry blossom themed jersey for all home games in April, starting with the Friday night game on April 15th. For those who don't know, Washington, D.C. by the Monuments have a bunch of cherry blossoms that were gifted to us by the Japanese back in the early 1900s. It looks really great in the springtime, but the tourists just make it crazy when they come. But anyway, April 15th is when you'll see the game first, which actually happens to be the return of number 8, Jameson Fanana-Schultz, who returns from a 5-game suspension. So something to look out for. But Bill, back to you.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up real quick, John. I'm going to go off script because the cherry blossom, I used to play in a cherry blossom tournament right there on the mall in D.C.
Same here. Yeah, it's great.
Fantastic. I don't know if they do it anymore, but I hope they do.
It's not on the mall anymore. They host it somewhere else just outside of D.C., but still within the area. But, yeah, that's a great rugby tournament.
Yeah, very nice. All right, on to Eagles Overseas News also quickly. For his second straight start for Rouen, Michael Basco will be playing against Ajon tomorrow in Pro D3. Also, it's the last round of European Challenge Cup play this weekend. Ruben de Haas is on the bench for Saracens versus Brive tomorrow. On Saturday, we have Newcastle versus Zebra. Expect Greg Peterson to probably play all 80 minutes of that match again. And then we have Mikey Sissene, who one day will return to DC probably. I expect him to be on the bench probably for Toulon versus Biarritz. And then European Champions Cup is the last leg of the round of 16. The first leg of the round of 16, sorry. On Saturday is Toulouse versus Ulster. Expect David Anu'u to be on the bench most likely for that match. On Sunday, it's Montpellier versus Harlequins. Titus Lamisetelli, I expect him to get the start for this match. Both those matches will be on Peacock TV. Also, on Peacock TV this weekend is the return of the HSBC's Rugby Sevens in Singapore. The USA men play Kenya at 12:12 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday morning. If you're on the West Coast, much better, 9:12 p.m. on Friday. Good for you. And then at 3:18 a.m. Eastern Time against Canada. And then, of course, they round up their first round against the number one team in sevens right now, South Africa, at 7:33 a.m. Eastern Time. And I will be up for that one, of course. And our guest right now, let's get into him right now. He is the hooker of Hoboken, the butcher himself, Dylan Fawcett. Dylan, thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
How are you, Bill? How are you, John? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. And you know what? I got to get into one thing really quick. It's an apology to World Rugby, everyone that plays rugby. I spelled your name incorrectly briefly. I am so sorry.
No, you're not the first, Bill. It's okay, man. No worries.
I know. But a while back, I I was posting a you know, like a lineup online with Eagles Overseas, and I think it was in Paris at the time. I wrote it really quick, and I totally butchered, not no pun intended. I totally butchered your name, and someone else in the media texted me, "Hey, you better change that before he finds out."
we're impressed with your French pronunciation, but yeah, your spelling needs a little bit of skills. So. Oh.
My French Spanish. I'm just expecting you guys not to know that I have it right. So Dylan, let's. How are you doing? What's going on? How was your week right now? And talk about your prep for LA.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's been a good week. I see here that we've got Warren Mulis and Peter DeHaas there listening in. So giving a shout out to the boys. Good to see you, lads. Listen, you know. When you, any week you get a shot to take on the champions is pretty special, you know. We're definitely the privileged group that get this opportunity to play what we love, you know. So it's been a really exciting week in camp, and yeah, we're really looking forward to the challenge of the weekend.
You know, I want to jump a little deeper into this match with LA, but you know, actually, I want to backtrack for a second. You know, let's talk about the good things for Dylan Fawcett. The first MLO player ever to reach 100 points by making a kick. The try king, 27th try. Did you ever think you'd be referred to as a try scoring machine?
Yeah. Oh, I think I've been on the back of a fairly fairly formidable machine with that mall build, so I can't take all the credit. But I've been very fortunate, man. So, yeah, try scoring. I used to play in the loose a bit. Used to get a few, you know, so it's listen, you know, you'll take the plaudits when you get it.
Well, no, and you have a great pack that you're involved in, and with Nick Savetta possibly showing up soon. Have we seen him at all this yet in camp after his Oxford match?
There's whispers he may have landed, Bill, you know, but you know, we won't speak too soon. I get too excited.
Whispers, has he landed in New York or landed in LA? Anyway. Well, I guess we'll find out probably tomorrow or Saturday when the selections come out or whatever. But so let's just go back to last week, Dylan. You know, DC gave you a bit of a scare. I think that's fair to say. You know, talk about that match for a minute. You know, why was that a difficult match for you?
I think, you know, credit to DC. It was, you know, phenomenal performance. You know, it was great to see a few of the Eagles playing so well there, like the Chicken. Yeah, you know, you're always wary of the wounded animal, you know. We knew that, you know, they just sacked Andrew Douglas, and it was just one of those, you know, you just knew that they were going to be coming out firing. It tends to be a trend around the world when that happens, you know. So, listen, there are no easy games in this league, you know. So, we prepare each week to, you know, to put in our best performance. And luckily, we were able. Well, not luckily, you know, we put in the work to get it done. Right. But we got the job done, and you know, we move on to LA this week. But it was, you know, credit where credit's due. DC were, you know, it was a phenomenal game, and it was really an exciting one to be a part of.
Yeah, John, I'm gonna bring you in here. What do you think of that match?
I was, you know, it was a fun match to watch. Certainly, if you're a fan of some high scoring rugby, you know, I think. A lot of folks may have probably been a little bit surprised by Old Glory hanging around, but kudos to Dylan and Rugby New York for closing out a win, particularly at home, which, you know, you got to do in this league if you want to make the playoffs. But Dylan, looking forward to Sunday night in the big matchup against the Giltinis. You talked a little bit about how preparations are going, but LA certainly slow start, but then really turned it on the last few weeks, I think three in a row here. What have you guys seen from LA, and what are you expecting Sunday night?
I think we just have to expect the unexpected, you know. They have so many there's so much in their arsenal that, you know, you just have to make sure that we concentrate on us. You know, if we start concentrating too much on them, you know, we'll probably lose our way. So we're just nailing our detail throughout the week, and, you know, like I said earlier, it's been a great week. We're all relishing this challenge, you know, and anytime you get to have a go with the champions and state your claim, it's pretty special, you know. And obviously with the Champagne Cup on the line, we don't want to hand it back. So you know, you can imagine how our prep's going and how we've set the mindset this week. So yeah, like I said, absolutely special occasion, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you talk about unexpected, certainly unexpected for LA to have a 42-year-old fly half who's out there performing. So, Dylan, are you going to be playing until you're 42? I think everyone wants to know.
Oh, never say never, John. Never say never, but yeah, my missus might say different, but it's phenomenal to see him out there. You know, fair play to him, and to be able to get the team to rally around him like that and still have such an impact the way he is, you know, it's really a beauty to behold.
Yeah, and looking at LA this weekend, Dan, looking at USA teammates, have you thought much about going head to head with Big Joe?
Listen, I'd be lying if I said no. You know, it. Steph and Joe is, you know, for the last 5 years, have been toe to toe and together. You know, I'm a part of the Eagles, and it's, you know, he's, you know, the man's a phenomenal player. Yeah, it would be nice to get a go at him. You know, I've never really, I don't think I've actually been on the opposite team since the old pro rugby days. You know, when he played for San Diego and I played for Ohio. So yeah, no, it'd be great. It'd be great, a great challenge. And I'm sure we'll enjoy a beer after the game together. But when we see each other now on the field, you know, there'll be no love lost. I'm sure.
No, I think we're all looking forward to seeing that matchup, Dylan. Taking a step back here for a second, I think, you know, I think a lot of people were surprised, maybe not surprised, but watching New England rise to first in the Eastern Conference, perhaps New York is flying under the radar a little bit. Certainly Rugby ATL has put together a great season. But if you look back at last season, you guys are semifinalists, played a real tight, close Eastern Conference final to Rugby ATL, dropping it by just a point there. You know, what has the team kind of focused on this season to, you know, quote unquote, get over the hump and take a shot at that MLR Shield final?
It's a very loaded question, John. to be a part of this organization since the start, you know, has been one of the prides of my life so far. To have gotten to two semifinals now, unfortunately fallen just shy each time, you know, we would definitely use that as fuel, you know, to fuel us to stoke the fires, to, you know, to make sure that we leave no stone unturned. We continue to grow and grow together. You know, we probably put more into ourselves now this year more than worrying about anybody else. And I believe that the management and the organization has put together a phenomenal group of lads, and we're really, you know, we are really moving in the right direction together, and it's an exciting time. So, you know, those experiences are great, you know, and I really, you know, in the back of your mind at all times, you're taking it week by week, but, you know, you don't want that to happen again. So you make sure that you're on top of your prep. You make sure that you become the ultimate. If you're not the ultimate pro, you become it very quick, because, you know, why do we play this game? We play it to, obviously, we're the privileged bunch, but, you know, we're all competitors out there and we all want to win. So, you know, it'd be amazing to be able to take that shield home at the end of the year. And I fully believe we have the ability to do it.
Absolutely. And a lot of fun to watch. I'm a self-declaimed, you know, Free Jacks fan. But that match you both had a few weeks ago was, I think, a very good match to both. And that was your first home match in Hoboken. You know, Rugby New York had, you know, changed fields a couple of times in the past three seasons. You know, has a team managed the complexities or quirkiness of some of the home fields you've played on? I mean, you're on a high school field now. You know, talk about the jumping around. Has that been difficult for you as a player?
In the past with New York, you know, most games have felt like an away game because, you know, we've had to travel so far and we've all been quite scattered throughout the city. But, you know, we've really found a base now in Jersey, and you know, it's going to take a little bit of time. You know, we're getting it right at the moment, but being able to go 20 minutes down the road, I'm very fortunate to live just around the corner from the field, so you know, it is massively special. But like, lads, you know, we've all done our time here in New York when it comes to transport and commuting. You know, before when I was doing my commuting to Old Blue, you know, I'd be working in New Rochelle and I would probably be doing up to 7 hours commuting a day, just getting around from work to training, and then back home. You know, so to be able to walk down the road and to play on the home field, and you see those the epic fans that have shown up, and the buzz we're building around here, you know, it's definitely really special, and we want to give back. You know, we don't want to have these. You know, I'm proud of how we've dug deep, and we've got a few of these performances over the line. You know, so you know it will click eventually, and I do. You know, I fully believe it, and it's we're gonna make the Hoboken Field a fortress moving forward.
Oh, you talked about living near the field in Hoboken or the stadium. Are you like a bus ride, or you put a backpack on and walk down the street?
Oh, I'm just a walk down the street. Yeah, I'm about two blocks away. So.
So did you have any influence on the field? Because you're like, hey, I live here.
you know, a nudge in the right direction, Bill, will be probably the way it went. But no, it's listen, like I've said, I've been here from the start, and to be able to try to be a part of building this great organization has been, you know, one of the prides. So you know, I'll be able to look back on this place, you know, 20 years down the line, and I'll bring my young fella down. You know, if he wants to play rugby or not, you know, he'll be coming down with his old man and be saying, you know, I was here from the start, and, you know, I helped build this, you know, and, you know, in the future when Rugby New York is playing in the MetLife Stadium or something like that, you know.
Oh, God, we can all hope only that, right? Get there. Talk about, real quick, Dylan, it's just, that again, that first match I was watching intently, obviously, because the Free Justin involved. There were fans in the tennis courts on rooftops. It was like being outside of Comiskey Wrigley in Chicago. There were people playing tennis that were stopping, wondering what the hell am I watching here? you know, talk about that atmosphere there, because I wasn't there, obviously.
Oh, it was epic. Yeah, no, there's no other word for it. It was just, you know, it blew us away. You know, it's not really in the rugby, but like to see the crowd getting involved and having a bit of fun, and, you know, and doing the wave was going from the stands in the stadium to the rooftops. You know, it was just epic. And subsequently, my wife reached out to one of the guys that has the apartment on the rooftop, and she gave him a flag. So he has it right outside his window now. So the Rugby New York flag is flying high. So it's epic, man. You know, there's just such a buzz around the place, and, you know, it's really special to be a part of.
Yeah, Dylan, I was watching that game on the Rugby Network, and it was a really cool moment there. The sideline reporter, your dad was in attendance at the game, and she interviewed him live on television. But must have been a pretty special moment for you to be able to see your dad in person for the first time in, my goodness, what, a couple of years there. Just how special was that for you? And did your dad give you any pointers on your play?
Oh, man, I wouldn't be anywhere without him. You know, he gave me every opportunity to succeed in life. And, you know, obviously due to COVID, and, you know, I hadn't seen him since the World Cup. You know, but the greatest thing about FaceTime and, you know, WhatsApp video and all this, you never feel too far away. But, you know, to be able to give him a little squeeze, and, you know, for him to meet my young fella Liam, who was one on Saturday, lads, was pretty special. You know, he was, and to have them, it was actually Liam's first game at that Free Jacks game, and, you know, it was it was a lot of emotions. But and then you're playing in your home turf. You know, I've been living in Hoboken for 5 years, and my wife's been here for 10. You know, I call it home away from home now. So, you know, you had to park all the emotions though, John. You know, if I had let all the external stuff affect my game, you know, I would have been doing the team a disservice and myself a disservice. So, you know, I was lucky, I've had enough experience now to be able to do that. And I was proud of the performance from the boys, but, you know, it would have been great to get the win. But the New England team were, you know, they're a great team, and we're really looking forward to that challenge now in a few weeks.
Yeah, you see them again back in Hoboken, so for you, hopefully that's a different outcome. You know, unfortunately, there's no Irish pubs in your neighborhood, which is amazing.
yeah.
So listen, we're coming up. I know this man wants to ask questions. Let's go to our first.
Hi, guys. Hi, Dylan. How you doing, buddy?
How's it, Peter? How are you?
No, I'm doing well, man. Congrats on you guys, on you with your play and the team. You guys are right up there again, you know. So congratulations, man. Dylan, yeah, just one MLR question for you, and or maybe a statement rather. You know, with you guys, you know, again in the mix, as I said, you know, I find it interesting. You know, as the league grow and you know, the coaching and the players and the organization get more experienced. I mean, I feel we're so young if you compare us to the rest of the world. You know, and you see a lot of teams being one season wonders. You know, you see a Utah, you know, shooting the lights out, and then the next year they bottom of the log. So, you know, I respect that from you guys. I mean, you've always been in the mix. You're always up there. You're consistent. You're always looking like you're going to head to the final. So, you know, I think that's something that you guys can really be proud of. You know, and but I want to have I've got a question more. We've talked a lot about the MLR to switch a little bit to the Eagles. You know, I'm sure also every American player playing in this league should be aspiring or dreaming to play for the Eagles, you know. So I was just wondering, as far as the Eagles is concerned, have you heard anything or correspondence from USA Rugby as far as your planning, your scheduling for the summer coming up? We all know there's a massive summer coming up for you guys. Is there anything, any planning, anything in the works as far as games, camps, anything like that that you know of at the moment?
Peter, firstly, great to hear you. Thank you for the kind words. Secondly, the MLR is definitely not as good or not in a better place without Ruby in it, and it's great to see him in his in the 23 this weekend for the big game coming up for Saracens. What I'll say about the Eagles, well, what I can say is that, you know, the comms have been steadily increasing. You know, with the introduction of Scott Lawrence into the fold with the defense group, you know, we're having one-on-one meetings every week. You know, discussing on how you felt on the defense. You know, and just going through your clips, and it's just, we're just taking it to that next step. You know, Gary's been in touch. Oscar's doing a great job behind the scenes, and there's definitely a stir and a game plan ready to go to make sure that we get this qualifier done and dusted and qualify for the next World Cup, Peter. So it's not for me to say, my man, but you can trust that we're putting our best foot forward to get the job done.
Thank you, Peter, for that question. Peter has always actually better questions than John and I on this the show. Always
it's
welcome.
It's true.
You know, Dylan, looking at your history with USA Rugby, you know, 18 appearances. You're a very young 31. Speaking of 31, do we foresee a 2031 World Cup possibly?
you know, if the guys in LA are doing it, you know, why not?
It's exactly. Thank you. that's a great answer, and we hopefully will see you in the mix at that point. John's got some, you know, extremely important questions. These are questions we like to say could lose you your job. So go, John.
No. We won't do that. We won't do that, Dylan. I guess I'm sure you've been asked this question a million times, and I don't think I've actually heard the story. But how did you get the nickname the Butcher? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, and we probably won't discuss it on this, John. So we'll leave it at that.
It's not.
I hope I answered Peter's question to the best of my ability there. I'm sure he'll get on to me off this if he needs any more information.
I think Peter knows where to go to get information. But it was a good question by Peter. But, you know, I was hoping maybe you could talk about how it was tied to the character Bill the Butcher from the movie Gangs of New York. But, you know, if you need to tell a clean story, I guess that could be your alternative. Sticking with USA Rugby, who is the best roommate you've had so far when touring with the Eagles? Or maybe who's the funniest or worst? Share a funny anecdote or two.
I have to say one of the most interesting is Nick Savetta. You know, he's and my other roommate for most of the tours is Hanko Hermesizen. Now, you know, he goes from my teammate to my adversary this weekend. But back to Nick. Nick's a very interesting roommate. Let's just say there are plenty of noises that he seems to be quite oblivious to. So when Nick is up, the room is up.
Fair enough. Who on the Eagles? I guess is a two-parter. Who thinks they're the funniest? Who's actually funny? But then who pulls the best pranks on the squad?
Well, I think that probably one of the greatest tours of all time was James Hildebrand. He was just brought such energy, and he always had something up his sleeve. So the ultimate tourist definitely was James Hildebrand.
Oh, that's great. That's great. We had Marcel Brocchi on last week, and he's been known to lead a post game sing along. Certainly, when he was down in Australia with the Western Force. So, who's got the best pipes on the Eagles squad? Who's the best singer down there?
Oh, Paul Mullen by a country mile.
Wow.
Yeah. He's phenomenal. He really is. He gets the boys going. He's got his piece, and is well and truly ingrained in the Eagle culture at this stage.
But Paul says if he wasn't playing rugby, his main thing would be the tin whistle.
Well, I'd rather hear him sing than play the tin whistle. I'll put it like that.
So every Irishman I've become extremely good friends with, and what I mean by that is we get pissed drunk in the corner of a pub somewhere, becomes an amazing singer. Is that you?
I definitely give it a go, Bill. I'm very fortunate. My mum is an actress, and my sister, mum and dad met on stage, so the acting is in my family, and they're phenomenal singers. So I give it a go, Bill. I definitely don't compare to them.
So if I meet you in a pub one day, I'll call you upon that. So actually, a question for you, as far as when you pack down with as far as USA teammates go, who has the best hair you've ever put your arms around? I mean, Chris Bauman, who? Because there's some hair on this USA team.
Oh, yeah. Bauman is a prime example. He's just phenomenal. My teammate Chans Wingliuski.
Of course,
Chans's hair is absolutely epic. Takes such pride in it. Definitely Chansey right now. Anyway,
Dylan, as you can tell, we only ask the hardest hitting questions here on this on this show.
That's a good. It's a good laugh.
All right, so last question or so, Dylan. Who is Dylan Fawcett off the field? You know. What keeps you busy? Do you like holding hands, walking in the park? What keeps you busy during the day besides, lifting weights, that kind of thing?
I think the last year, my whole life has changed, having my son.
Yeah.
Who Dylan Fawcett is now off the field is trying to be the best family man he can be, putting my wife and my son first. And, I've had the best year. This young fellow of mine is really just the apple of my eye. And, we're blessed. Alyssa and I are blessed. So to have him part of us now has just been really special. So, yeah, that's what I do. I wipe arse and I clean up all day looking after this young fella and making sure he's a happy chap. So it's pretty special.
Well, Dylan Fawcett, congratulations on the baby, of course. Good luck in the rest of the season. And thank you so much for giving us this 30 minutes. And like I said, good luck on this weekend and the rest of the season.
Cheers, Bill, John. Really, really enjoyed it, man. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thank you.
Everyone, cheers, Dylan.
Yes.
Cheers, Peter.
Thank you, everyone, joining in. Please tune in every Thursday at 9 o'clock. We either have 30 minutes or an hour. It depends on the week. But thanks again for tuning in. Everyone, have a great weekend and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Good night, everybody.